We've been talking about gaslighting, and today's probably the third one that I'm going to do on this. If you haven't listened to the other ones, our reality's been canceled, and are we being gaslit? We'll probably have them underneath here in the descriptions below. But we want to continue because we need to see what's going on in our world today, and the Bible tells us a lot of this has been going to happen. Unfortunately, we're in the circus now. We're in the circus now. So there's a lot of distractions going on, and we've always thought, what's really happening when all this chaos is going on? What is really going on behind the scenes? And we see that our nation is in turmoil, all the nations of the world. We're in perilous times. But one thing we have to do is control our minds and know that God's given us His word to keep our minds so that we're not brainwashed and we're not being gaslit. And there's a lot of Christian gaslighting as well. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But one of the seventh commandments, the seventh of the Ten Commandments, is you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is in Exodus 20:16, which means we are not to lie to one another about what we know to be true, since that breaks down trust and damages our relationships with our neighbors. Now, we know Satan is a god of this world, and he does the opposite. He lies, and he uses disinformation, and he uses deception to try to get his people to follow him and away from God. It started in the Garden of Eden, and we see it continually happening, that Eve was gaslit. Did God really say this? Her reality was being questioned. And today, our reality is being questioned as well. Now, Isaiah was addressing a form of gaslighting when he wrote, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight." Isaiah 52:20-22. Isaiah was condemning those who communicate a distortion of reality. Think of that. It was distortion of reality, calling good evil and saying that evil is good. And think of too highly of themselves, which is pride. Regarding fear and what we're facing today, the psalmist says, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal men do to me?" Psalms 118:6. In the midst of the storm, we have peace because God is with us. Amen. Now, we talked last week about Romans 12, don't be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That word conform there means to be in agreement. Don't be in agreement with this world. This world is going the opposite way of Christ. Don't harmonize. Don't line up with the world. Don't blend in with the world. Don't be redesigned. Oh, we could say a lot about that right now, by this world. But we're to be transformed or changed. We're supposed to be changed by the renewing of our minds. So be careful what you listen to, who you listen to, because we're going to talk a lot about gaslighting right now. In Revelation 18:21-23, talks about the merchants of the earth, and I've done some teaching on the merchants of the earth. Who were the merchants of the earth? Who are they? They are the narcissists. They are the kings of the earth. They are the rulers of the earth. And it says, they were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. We're coming into a time of national deception. And that word sorcery there is a Greek word for pharmakeia and the use of medicines. Isn't that interesting? Now, we're going to talk a little bit about narcissistic hypocrisy, all this gaslighting. The hypocrisy in the Greek is actors. They're actors. I see a lot of crisis actors. We see a lot of people getting on TV, and you can just tell they're not really telling the truth. You can see a lot of hypocrisy. Jesus was against hypocrites. Sadducees and the Pharisees, he said you were snakes. And that's not a very good thing. And he said, he was talking about all these things. We're going to talk about that in a second. But in Genesis 3, we talked about it last week. Satan caused Eve to doubt the reality of what she knew to be true. Today, we are doubting our own reality of our five senses, what God's given us, common sense, of what we know to be true. We're being told lies. We're being told deception on every front right now. Religious fronts, political fronts, health fronts, different fronts. And you have to know that we're in this world, but we're not of it. And in the midst of the storm, we have to walk with the Lord, and He gives us peace, and He shows us what is truth. If we're listening to Him, and not just listening to all the media outlets which say the same thing over and over and over, we seem to see what the enemy is trying to do and the real agendas of what are happening in the world today. But Eve's reality was quested and substituted with lies. What was the goal of the evil one, and what's the goal of the evil one today, even though a lot of people think that they have dominion, they have authority, they have no idea that they're living in some kind of a utopia, but they think heaven is coming on earth. The Bible says it's perilous times on the earth. But when they're taught this Christianese, they're taught to get in the glory and sing so long that they live in a different reality. And that's what we used to try to do when we were in these movements. We'd sing so long, we'd confess, we'd pray so long, so we'd alter what was really going on in our life. And if we were faced with a problem, we just didn't believe it existed. We didn't face what was really going on in our life, and we called it faith. So what's the goal of the evil one? To gain control. It was to gain control over Eve, to control her by lies, to get her away from God, and his goal is still the same today. Her reality, her facts, her truths, even her mind was subjected to lies that had no rational explanation. We're being told lies that have no rational explanation. People are divided on every front. This one will come against this one, this group against this group, and we see this is all part of the plan for, really, it's a civil war. Today we call it gaslighting. In the last YouTube we talked about reality being canceled. They want to cancel reality and tell us what to believe. Tell us that we're sick. Get us afraid of everything. Now a third wave is coming and people are afraid to talk to each other. There's so much happening in the real world if you know what's going on. False news, fake news, false prophets, lying politicians, and our man-made systems are broken. Everything that can be shaken, the Bible says, will be shaken. But the kingdom of God, we're planted on his kingdom, his word. No matter what happens in this world, we're solid in him. And this is what's going to happen as the shaking comes. Didn't you think this was a nightmare we could just wake up from? It's like, is it over yet? Is it over yet? It just seems like it keeps on going. Now in Matthew 23:13, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees and you hypocrites. What's that? Religion. Religion is a big part of the New World Order. For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. This is hypocrisy. And the word in the Greek is actor. Literally, get this, one who wears a mask. Wolves in sheep's clothing, snakes and vipers, Jesus called them. So not only do we have gaslighting going on, but we're being told lies by narcissism in the politicians. There's so much going on in the world and in the church. Christian gaslighting. Christians can be manipulated to believe. You can only truly follow Christ by following a particular pastor. Or you have the church that really is the only church to go to. Or you can only really be a Christian if you follow a certain politician. Or if you're in a particular party. Think about the manipulation of our minds that have really taken us away from Christ. And we're following men. Well, we're not to trust in men. And as these systems get shaken, we got to get back to our first love. Love for the Word, love for Jesus. And I want to talk just a minute about Christian gaslighting. It pretends to be holy while contributing to do or continually doing evil. Christian gaslighting was used by Hitler. What he wrote, he said, "Hence today I believe that I am acting in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator." Sounds really spiritual, doesn't it? Christian gaslighting also condones slavery, segregation, the KKK, and continues to defend evil during these modern times. In this way, Christianity can morph into something totally different and into Antichrist, the Antichrist systems. So our churches were infiltrated with doctrines that were not of the Bible, but were preachers that quoted scriptures and took them out of context, but didn't preach the whole counsel of God. Such as, touch not mine anointed, so you don't dare question a pastor. The message of success, dominion, heaven on earth, new revelations and visions. I have to put myself through this, listening to some of these false prophets just so I know what they're saying. Trust me, I'm taking it for the team. This guy, he says, I've been in a visitation with Jesus face to face for 15 days. Oh, man. I used to buy that stuff. Isn't he special? 15 days. So I listened to him. He had nothing to say. And of course, he said the reason why this is happening in the country today is a Christian. It's your fault. You haven't prayed enough. They always blame when their prophecies fail. They were proclaiming such and such and it didn't happen. Well, the reason is it's your fault. You didn't pray enough. You didn't do 2 Chronicles 7:14. New charismatics add on spiritual experiences and prophetic words. Boy, that is going nuts. All the ones with the pink hair and all those people. They have their cake and eat it too. Strange people. And people are following them by the millions. Lies people follow in the churches. God is an impersonal energy. He's a force. God can be referred to either as he or she now. This has all happened with the shack, you know. He or she, mother or father, amen, and now we're hearing a woman. Did you hear that last week? Apostate wolves are among the sheep. They start off being solid Bible teachers, and they draw a following. And once that following is secure, they bring in their false doctrines, and they bring in different things to draw people away from Christ. But at a critical time, they start leading their followers astray. Well, they were right about everything else. This is why we can't follow man. This is why we have to make sure that we're not deceived in these end times. What's a sign of a gaslighter? Again, gaslighters are manipulators. They're actors. They're hypocrites. They put on a good show. Their words don't match their actions. The hypocrites do as I say, not as I do. Seems like there's a set of rules for the governors versus the people. You'll know them by their what? Fruits. So signs of a gaslighter, their words don't match up, their fruit's not right, confusion. They say one thing one day and the next week everything changes. And then this one's fighting against this one, this group against that group, and it's increasing. And it's purposely creating chaos. They throw in positive reinforcements. They open up the lockdowns, let you go out to have a restaurant now and then. You get thrown off. Oh, things are lifting. Things are getting better. They really do care about our safety. What happens when you're being gaslit? You're off balance. Maybe that is a good person. Maybe that pastor is really a good guy. We doubt our reality and things that we know because we want to believe the best. Maybe they really do care about my safety. Christian gaslighting happens because the churches were infiltrated from the inside, the Trojan horses. The spiritual leaders manipulate biblical texts and quote scriptures out of context, but don't preach the whole counsel of God. So many scriptures were never taught about suffering, about persecution, about if you lose your life, you'll gain it. We all just taught about getting more, but the Bible talks about you got to lose your life. You got to deny yourself. Those scriptures were never taught to us because we were positive. We're positive Christians, and that's negative. That's negativity, and don't bring your negativity around me. And if you're sick, we just tap you on the head and said, you're healed. What's the matter with you? What's your problem? You should be healed by now. That's being gaslit. The result, people can be controlled and punished and oppressed in these churches and told to get over it. I went through a terrible thing, a situation back in the day, and this lady on the board, the husband was on the board, she said, get over it. I was like, how do I get over it? Great comfort. Get over it. And that's what people do. They just tap you on the head, get over it. The danger of Christian gaslighting is that it disguises itself as faith. It's not faith. Faith is a relationship word. What they're talking about is a whole different set of rules. It's a whole different thing to get you really away from Christ and to be your own God. Your own words have power. You don't have to pray to God. After all, you can change it. How subtle it came in, and what a hard tunnel it is to get out of. You got to dig your way out with truth. It's taken us years to come out. The greatest sign of Christian gaslighting is a failure to love others. Some people have said, I don't want to serve that God if that's the God you're serving. People that had no love. If you're going through trauma, you need something, what do they say? Well, where's your faith? Get over it. That's not love. Love is what? Standing beside them, walking them through their storm, helping them any way we can. Real Christian love. And it's not just compromising the way they all want us to unite now. That's not uniting. It's uniting all religions, but Jesus isn't a part of it. He was just a master, a good man. So what is it doing? It's gaslighting us again in the name of unity, the name of love, but it's not true Christian love. So the greatest sign of Christian gaslighting is a failure to love others. The pastors put the people down. They rebuke them if they're not there every week. They rebuke them if they're sick. If they were on staff and you were starting to use up some of their funds, they rebuked you for not getting on your faith. And these people are getting old now, you know, but it's always your problem. You're being punished. It's putting oppression on the people. It protects and preaches and promotes self, gospel of self, while people are manipulated to believe the gaslighter is a true man or woman of God that we don't touch. What a plan. Yeah. Gaslighting is a form of abuse that makes you start to doubt your ability to see what's real and what isn't. What's good? I was telling this family member there, I said, now it's a man and a woman. Well, you're a woman. I said, well, that has nothing to do with it. I said, we don't add or take away from the Bible. You don't put in there a woman now. Well, you got to go with the culture. This is what the world is doing. You got to go with what they're doing now. This is what you're doing. Today we have propaganda, television. They're going to give you their vision to push agendas and their perception, to perceive what they want you to believe. Saul Alinsky, and we're going to talk a little about him when we close here. Class warfare. This is what we're seeing. Political, right and left, division, divide and conquer, mind games, media circuses, fake data to generate fear porn. People are afraid to talk to each other. People are afraid to go outside. I guess it's working. I guess the gaslighting is working on a lot of people, isn't it? The goal is to destabilize the masses into blind obedience. And what we're really going into is a global reset. Gaslighting only works when the victims are not aware of what is happening. Once you're aware that somebody's playing with your noodles, you see what's going on. You start seeing the enemy for who he is, and you can see who the enemy's working through. Once your eyes are opened, God starts showing you things. But we have been gaslit in a lot of our churches. Now, not all churches are bad, but the majority of churches have been overtaken by a lot of false doctrine. So you have to find out what the truth is. You're going to have to go back, find out what the lie is and what the truth is. Now, the Hegelian dialectic, what do they say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. The more you rely on them for the correct version of reality, the more control they have over you. The goal, deception. What does the Bible say? Matthew 24, let no man deceive you. The end times, it's going to be great deception. National deception. In Revelations 18, it says the whole nations, all the nations will be deceived by the merchants of the earth. Psalms 2, the kings of the earth come together against the Lord and against his anointed. When people are confused and divided, they're very easy to control. So we're going to talk here a little bit, and I've shared some of this before about Saul Alinsky, but we're seeing it happening before our very eyes. The Communist Manifesto, Marx writes, "Communism abolishes eternal truths, and it abolishes all religion and all mortality." Marx hated religion so much he called it a drug for the masses. Is America experiencing this revolution? This is what they want. They call it a revolution. Now, with the Saul Alinsky things, I just wanted to say a couple of things, because many of our past presidents were under this teaching, Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky is ruling from the grave. Actually, these teachings he didn't make up, but he's passed on. He detailed the need to penetrate the middle class and reorganize from within. Alinsky articulated tactics for infiltrating every conceivable social institution, including churches. That's why I say the churches. Many times we went there with a humble heart wanting to learn, but we were gaslit in our very churches. And many of these pastors themselves were deceived. And I believe a lot of people are waking up. Class envy, race baiting, anti-Christian bigotry, and redistribution of wealth describe the change for which Alinsky was calling. Yet the scripture warns of the wrong kind of change. We've had presidents come in and all they talk about is change, right? Under this teaching, he shall speak, it says in Daniel 9:25, he shall speak prideful words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change laws, or the times and the laws. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Daniel 9:25. We are seeing laws change before our very eyes. Executive orders by governors. We've never had this. We've never had where governors rule their state in the way that they're ruling it now, and the power that one man holds over a whole state. The first step in community organization, it's amazing how everything's called community. Everything's a community center now. The first step in community organization is community disorganization. The disruption of the present organization is the first step towards community organization. Present arrangements must be disorganized if they are to be displaced by new patterns. Defunding the police. Defunding things. Things are changing. All change means disorganization of the old and organization of the new. It's found in page 116, Rules for Radical. An organizer must stir up dissatisfaction and discontent. This is their goal. And they're saying, if you do that, you're a great organizer. They want this kind of change. When those prominent in the status quo turn and label you an agitator, they are completely correct. This is found in page 117. For that is, in one word, your function, to agitate to the point of conflict. And I wanted to share this because I think some of this conflict is going to happen in the next few days here as we go into the 20th and the inauguration and all these things that are building up around it. Alinsky has influenced many of our nation's leaders, and now you can see where they desire to take our nation, to becoming a socialistic state. It's the radicals that will bring about the ultimate goal. For Saul Alinsky, that goal is communism. As did Marx, Alinsky understood the techniques of the Hegel's dialectic for community organizing. Alinsky's version is to create conflict and become an agitator. Do we see groups just showing up and people that are good people, all of a sudden they're mixed with agitators? We're seeing it now. The organizer is constantly creating new out of the old. He knows that all new ideas arise from conflict. chaos. Problem, reaction, solution. Order out of chaos. They create the chaos, and then they tell you what the solution's going to be. And you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you for that. We needed that so bad when they created the problem in the beginning. An organizer must stir up dissatisfaction and discontent. These people get on TV, I can't even listen to them. Off. Shut it off. They have a wrong spirit. And their goal is to cause confusion and chaos and conflict. I want you guys to do this on your own research. The media can purposely lie to the American people. In 2012, the H.R. 4310, which was signed, allowed propaganda to be used on the U.S. citizens. So basically, they can use any propaganda they want on their television. And this repealed the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T Act of 1948, which banned the use of domestic propaganda. So now they legally can propagandize and lie to us and gaslight us on TV. Because why? They change the rules. They change the laws. Just like Daniel said, we're living in the day. We're seeing it. And to end with, the menace of communism. Now this is a quote. Actually, I wanted to start out with this quote. But it was by 33 Scottish Rite, director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover. And he wrote this in the Elks magazine in August 1956. The menace of communism in this country will remain a menace until the American people make themselves aware of the techniques of communism. No one who truly understands what it really is can be taken in by it. Yet the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. So now they're making fun of all the conspiracy theorists to discount any facts. And there are some nuts out there, but there are a lot of people that are telling the truth. And he right here says, yet the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. You wonder, in this world, how can people destroy what is so good, this earth that is so beautiful and that God made, and how now they're coming in with the Green New Deal. They're coming in with all these different agendas, and we're going to see a lot of the things that we took for granted going up disappear. Things are disappearing. But in the midst of this, God wants to know. He doesn't want us to be taken in by this propaganda. They have legalized propaganda. They've legalized it. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you. They can change the facts because they're calling good evil and evil good, just like Isaiah prophesied and told us these things will come to pass. And unfortunately, we're in the middle of it right now, of seeing what's going on, and we have to encourage. I want to encourage, if you're a watchman for your family, don't be discouraged. I know people don't want to hear it, but as the dark gets darker, they're going to say, maybe you aren't such a nut after all. Maybe you do know what you're talking about. Because when God starts opening the eyes of people, they're going to want to find people that know truth. So if you're a watchman for your family or for your church or for wherever you're at, don't be discouraged, even though, I mean, there's times I've been discouraged. It's like, are people even listening? But people are listening. And God said his word is going to go throughout the end of the earth. Then the end shall come. But the gospel has to be preached, the true gospel, not this gospel of fakeness and false prosperity and all this stuff, but the real gospel. Jesus died on the cross for us and for our sins. Amen? Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We don't want to be deceived. So I'm teaching these messages so we will not be deceived. It comes against everything they're hearing on the news, things they're reading on social media. But we have to study to show ourselves approved in this day and hour so we are not deceived and that we are not following men. We're not thinking some man or some group is going to save us. You have saved us, and you let us know that in these end times, perilous times shall come. So we thank you, Father, for our minds to be renewed, not removed, but renewed, that we think, we question everything. We ask why these rules are put into place. Who put them in? Why are we supposed to do this? Is this really true in facts? And especially some of the goals of the New World Order, what they're planning now with the whole pharmacy thing. I just pray that people would listen to you. They would not be deceived. They would not walk in fear. You said you've not given us the spirit of fear. So I thank you, Lord, for delivering us from this fear. Even though many are oppressed in different countries, they can hardly go outside. So many of these lockdown things are so oppressive. In the midst of it, Father, we thank you that you're our joy and you're our peace. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So help us be strong in these discouraging times, these evil times, and what's coming up ahead. Father, show us what to do. In Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend. You're the vine.